A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of the uncircumcised people and ate with them." Peter began and explained to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Jaffa, when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw four-legged animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you are not to call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Then the men, three men, appeared in the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related how we had seen the angel standing in the house and said, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Peter, Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you, by which you and your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as it had been upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord and how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in Christ Jesus, who was I to be able to hinder God?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting, glorified God, saying, "God has granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." The word of the Lord. What were your thoughts when you heard that Osama bin Laden was killed? Today's reading today reminds me of the Midrash of how the angels returned after the Egyptians were killed in the floodwaters of the Red Sea. They called for a party in heaven, and God responds, "How can we celebrate when even one of my children is lost?" Joan Chittister reminds us this past week that the Jewish Talmud, one of humanity's greatest sources of wisdom, has a format that preserves the general opinions and major conclusions as agreed upon by most of the rabbis of a given era. But when asked why the rabbis included the minority opinions, it's because we may, as time goes by, come to see that it was those who held another view who were, in the end, more correct than we. The apostles, in reading from the Acts of the Apostles, confront Peter because he ate the wrong foods with the wrong people, the Gentiles. After all, Peter responds, "The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating." Who are the wrong people to us? Are they of another race? Immigrants? Gay? The poor? The rich? Democrat? Republican? Or women who believe they have a gift in ministry or in the job market? St. Dominic taught his friars disputatio, or to listen for the truth and the arguments of others, and only then to respond with compassion. It is natural for us, perhaps, as Christians, to be conflicted about the death of Osama bin Laden. But at the same token, what manifestations of the Spirit are needed for the church today that we might accompany others without stigma, threat, and respond in compassion? It's easy to point a finger. It's easy to say it's someone else's fault. But what about us? When we feel self-righteous, we need to remember, as the gospel says, there are other sheep that are also God's. Today, can you and I look at ourselves and honestly try to listen just a little more to the wrong folk and have compassion.